I am walking in my neighborhood on the north side of Chicago on a chilly fall morning. The overcast sky matches my foul mood on this weekday as I head to work. Just a little rain has left the sidewalk just wet enough to be gray and slick. It's 1988, and I'm going to the elevated train to ride to my job downtown at the Illinois Department of Mental Health. I'm 27 years old and still a new Unitarian Universalist, and I presume this identity gives me license to ridicule others for their faith. As I turn toward the train station, I see a tall white man in his 30s in a trench coat. He carries a briefcase and briskly stomps toward the station. His receding brown hair is shaved very short, and his long sideburns come to a sharp angle down his cheek. Everything about him exudes intensity, from his pace of walking to the cut of his hair. Yes, I am in a critical mood. He crosses the street and goes up the steps to the train platform. I see a round plastic badge on his trench coat, like a campaign button, but larger. I sneer to myself, swear quietly, evangelist, smugly selling Jesus for our salvation. I write him off. Then I pay my fare, bound up the stairs, and get on the next train. I even find a seat. I'm reading, looking outside the window, looking around at the people. There he is, just a few seats away. Now he's close enough, and I can read his button. It says, "Ask me about Unitarian Universalism." This is a true story. I remember that I could not bring myself to speak to him for some reason. Shocked, perhaps, or still nursing my bad attitude. Had I spoken to him, I would have learned that he was a member of my own church, of which I was a new member, but before I had arrived there, he had gone with a group of members and set off to start a new congregation in another part of the city. And he wore this round button so folks in the neighborhood would know about Unitarian Universalism. I learned this from him a year later when I met him at a UU district event. He even gave me one of those buttons. He was a true blue UU evangelist, proclaiming the UU message. He was telling our good news of open-minded religion, deep-hearted community, social action, and spirituality without dogma. I still admire him, but it suits me better to proclaim the good news of Unitarian Universalism in controlled environments and smaller settings of people, or with my public face on Facebook. Of course, I can be even more courageous about our UU message when I'm behind the thick wood of a pulpit like this one. You might have heard that salespeople need an elevator speech. That is, how would you say your message to another person that before the elevator that you're both riding in gets from the top floor to the ground floor? In recent years, our denominational presidents have urged each one of us to draft a UU elevator speech. Our own personal good news, short and sweet, before the ground floor. We do have good news to share, and we need not be shy about it. Though every person will choose when and where and how to share it. Almost every January in this congregation, we have a surge of visitors, of guests and newcomers visiting our services, checking us out as a congregation. So I thought January would be a good month to articulate my version of our good news. It goes like this. Life is a gift, and so are you. Your life matters. You belong to the human family. Nobody is perfect, but each has dignity and worth. Nobody is totally evil, though human beings can do evil deeds. It's important for everyone to have the opportunity and the time for spiritual reflection and renewal. Your spiritual health matters. At the same time, we are interconnected and mutually dependent. We are held by a world of natural beauty, which merits reverence, enjoyment, and protection by us. We belong to a human family that wraps around the globe. Differences of theology, culture, gender or gender identity, skin color, physical ability, or anything else do not erase the human responsibility for kindness, compassion, generosity, and fairness. Generations to come will be affected by how we live. Let us each live our life as the gift we know it is. This is my UU good news as of today. It may be too long for a ride in an elevator in a short building, but I do rewrite it now and then. I believe that each one of you has inside you your own good news as a thoughtful human being, and even your good news as a Unitarian Universalist. Our good news does not deny that there is plenty of bad news in the world. In spite of our inherent worth, we human beings can be cruel. We can do unspeakable things. It breaks the heart. In the Syrian civil war, about half the people who are still alive have lost their homes and become refugees. Right now in Nigeria, the government is arresting gay people and using torture on them to find out the names of other gay people to arrest. Here at home, the federal government and our states incarcerate a greater proportion of our own people than any other country, warehousing millions of human beings, mostly young men of color, mostly as a result of our so-called war on drugs. 1,000 miles off the beautiful coast of California, a swirling vortex of garbage seeps toxins into the ocean. Sea turtles choke and starve on plastic they eat when they mistake it for jellyfish. This dead zone in the Pacific Ocean is bigger than the state of Texas. None of us lives without some complicity in the pain of the world. In our fear, greed, grasping, and ignorance, we have caused harm to ecosystems, the climate, and whole cultures of people. Deserts are spreading. Islands will be submerged, smaller ones first. Coastal villages and large cities are at risk. All of this is part of the news, and it is bad news. You could add to the list. We could spend the whole service making a list, and we would not go out of here feeling very good. So we have some work to do. In the midst of bad news, we have to think again about our good news and speak it again and live into it. In a book about preaching, the Reverend Frank Thomas has written that the job of religious communities is to proclaim good news in a world full of bad news. What is our good news as Unitarian Universalists? I remember a woman who must be in her 90s now, short and stout with twinkle in her eyes, She grew up in Germany as a German girl under the Nazis. Like her family, she told me, so many Germans were deluded and hypnotized by Adolf Hitler that they wondered how the country could get along without him when Hitler would eventually die of old age. She survived the war, and she made it to the United States, married, and had a family. I met her on my first Sunday in my first ministry. As we snacked at coffee hour on gluten-free cookies and sat squinting in the bright sun, she pointed to a friend in the church, a tall old man with silver hair and a reddish face. "You see him?" she said. "During the war, he used to drop bombs on my city." And she grinned at the absurdity. She's been a Unitarian Universalist for decades. In frequent reflections on the challenges of life, she would say to me, "As long as we are alive, we have choices. Even if the only choice you have left is your choice of attitude, you have a choice. Where there is life, there is hope." That is her good news. It is a blessing to be alive. With so much to burden us, to daunt our spirits, we must recognize what a gift it is to be alive. What a privilege it is to have the opportunity to try to make a difference, to try to do no harm. It is a blessing to learn from the courage of people who come face to face with struggle and social unfairness, but who still can show strong faith in life's goodness. It is a privilege to be able to show kindness to others and to shore up hope in each other. In a Unitarian Universalist community, we recognize that our values matter. Curiosity leads to new ideas, and it can help us find new pathways through our stress and confusion. Caring and laughter can ease our burdens. Our UU good news includes this core value. We cannot be certain. We must keep an open mind and be open to the future. On religious questions, of course, we cannot congratulate ourselves about any sense of certainty. On that gray morning in Chicago, I was certain the man in the trench coat was a Christian evangelist and a smug one at that. But I was a smug new Unitarian Universalist, still on my way to learning how to be a better one. Whoever we are always on our way to learning more. Knowing that it's wise to make space for doubt and curiosity, we might be able to hold our troubles, celebrations, and strong convictions a bit more lightly. In a world of bad news, it might help if we were not so certain about how bad things are going to get. When I was growing up, we thought the world would end in a global inferno of nuclear war. The Soviet Union and the United States were going down a foolish path of mutually assured destruction. It did not happen, thank God, but back then it appeared likely. Yet people of good faith did not give up hope. So let us practice non-attachment to certainty. Let us keep an open mind about the future and about ourselves. At the same time, we cannot ignore our current perils. We cannot deny the feelings of despair that the world's greed, cruelty, and hardships can bring up in us. Our good news as Unitarian Universalists is that no single person can save or heal the world. We can only strive to do it together. When we come together, we see that we are not alone in our yearning for a better way and in our work for a better world. We encounter others who share our values and put them into practice in their lives and in the world beyond these walls. When we come together here, no matter the bad news, we strive to remember our good news. And our good news is not made for keeping in these walls. It's made for sharing. It's made for the world. And it does travel around the world. If you start to lose heart, if you doubt that this religious tradition of ours has enough good news to keep you, to hold you, please take a hike. Take a hike with me. I mean, with me in the Philippines or in Hungary or Romania or any other place around the globe where we have UU family members. When my good news begins to fade, that's where I can find it again. When you or I fall into the false belief that UUs are nothing but a mixture of misfits, a lost and found box of religious people not elsewhere classified, when we start to go that way, we can look around and witness the faith of Unitarian Universalists from other places. And in doing so, we can discover one more time that we are a true movement with a message. Ask me about Unitarian Universalism. Ask them, and they will tell you. A few years ago, I took a journey to the Philippines with other UUs from North America. The woman minister who is the president of the UU Church of the Philippines escorted our group around the one small island where she oversees 27 village congregations. We walked with her to honor the gravesite of her parents. Her father had founded the Universalist Church of the Philippines in 1955. Riding a pony through the mountains from village to village, he built churches and recruited ministers. He did not have a college degree or seminary education, but he coached those ministers, taught them the UU principles, and wrote hymns for their churches to sing. What was his good news? God is love. You are loved. We are all family. There is no hell. My group of visitors got to go to the site where he was murdered by paramilitary forces back in 1988. He was killed because he was associated with social activists. During our visit, our 10-day pilgrimage, we rode in a couple of tourist vans to visit a dozen of the congregations, meeting large families and sharing food, music, good words, and smiles. Most of the people there are dirt poor, living with a dirt floor. Yet they show no shame, only joy at being together and meeting new friends. People in the Philippine Islands are battered by typhoons, and they are at risk from climate change. Yet they show joy, hope, and gratitude in life. They are happy to say that God is love. You are loved. We are all family. There is no hell. They are grateful for Unitarian Universalism. When you meet them, you know that they know their good news. In spite of hardship, this world invites us to share so many experiences of joy, pleasure, and wonder. This world, this earth, is a blessing. It is for us a source of shelter, food, and fascination. The blue-green hills of the earth and its valleys, oceans, and plains invite us to endless discoveries. The good news is that the world is beautiful. I ask you, why do we feel the call to reach out, give generously, and work for change in the world. It is because we love this world. We do it for love. We come together to deepen our lives and be a force for healing in the world. We are people who do not give up on each other, or on our human family, or on this world we share. We come together for joy, depth, hope, and love. Each one of us brings a spark of that love in through those doors when we come here on Sunday. Each one of you brings in a spark of that love. And so when we go out from here, we take more love out with us into the world. The good news begins when we care enough to come together. Life is a gift. Your life is a gift. Let us help one another to live our life as the gift we know it is. Blessed be. Namaste. Amen. That is good news enough for me. I close with the words of Marge Piercy. It goes on one at a time. It starts when you care to act. It starts when you do it again after they said no. It starts when you say we and know who you mean, and each day you mean one more. So may it be.